BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Houthi rebels in Yemen have carried out another attack on a US-owned cargo ship in the Red Sea region. No one was hurt. The incident took place as the United States announced that it was returning the Houthis to a list of global terrorist organizations. Our State Department's correspondent Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
The US says the Houthis' attacks on shipping amount to a textbook definition of terrorism. Redesignating the group, combined with the joint military strikes carried out with the UK last week, is meant to exert pressure. In practice, it's unlikely to have much further effect on the Houthis, who already face multiple sanctions. The Houthis said the US move would only increase their determination to support the Palestinians.
Police in Ecuador say a prosecutor who was investigating an attack by gunmen on a television studio during a live broadcast has been murdered. Cesar Suarez was shot numerous times as he drove his car on a motorway in the city of Guayaquil. Members of Parliament in Britain have approved new legislation, which the government hopes will allow some asylum seekers to be transferred to Rwanda. Last year, the highest court in Britain ruled that the plan was unlawful. 11 MPs from the governing Conservative Party voted against it. Peter Saul reports.
In the end, it was a comfortable victory for the government, but not before dozens of Tories had once again voted for changes to strengthen the legislation. 61 backed an amendment proposed by the former Immigration Minister Robert Jemrick, designed to block last-minute injunctions from the European Court of Human Rights, the largest rebellion of Rishi Sunak's premiership. But when it came to the third reading, as it's known, the vast majority fell back in line. Right-wing Conservatives said they considered the vote a matter of confidence in the government and decided against dealing a major blow to the Prime Minister's authority. The bill will now go to the House of Lords, where it's likely to meet more substantial opposition.
MPs in Poland have voted to revoke a far-right politician's parliamentary immunity from prosecution after he used a fire extinguisher to put out candles lit in celebration of the Jewish festival Hanukkah last month. Grzegorz Brown's actions sparked a global outcry. From Warsaw, Adam Easton reports.
Mr. Brown's actions last month sparked a global outcry. Parliamentary Speaker Szymon Hołownia said there was no place for anti-Semitism in the chamber and handed out the maximum possible fine. Now Mr. Brown has lost his immunity from prosecution. After the menorah was lit by Jewish leaders, the MP was filmed extinguishing the Hanukkah candles and filling the parliament with white smoke. He later called the Hanukkah festival satanic. Prosecutors want to charge him for the act and several separate incidents that preceded it.
BBC News. The writer E. Jean Carroll has been testifying in a New York court in her second civil defamation trial against Donald Trump. Ms. Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages for remarks he made in 2019 that he never met her and that she was just trying to sell a memoir. A court in Suriname has issued an arrest warrant for the former president, Desi Bouterse, who has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for the murder of political opponents 4 decades ago. Mr. Bouterse, who's 78, was due to hand himself over to the authorities last Friday after losing a final appeal against his sentence. Federal agents in Brazil have launched a renewed operation to expel illegal gold miners from a huge indigenous area in the Amazon rainforest. Mercury used in gold extraction has led to pollution and the deaths of over 300 people in the Yanomami reservation. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
Police found plenty of evidence that illegal miners and loggers expelled in a similar operation a year ago have been back in the Yanomami lands. They seized heavy equipment, weapons, ammunition and radios that were being used until recently. No arrests have been made. This operation comes a year after the Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, took office and accused his predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro, of carrying out a genocide against the Yanomami. President Lula declared a health emergency in the area and promised to reverse the situation. But experts say little has changed in the past year.
A former Sierra Leonean president has been granted permission to travel abroad on medical grounds, despite facing treason charges. The High Court ruling comes amid speculation that Ernest Bai Koroma has agreed to go into exile in Nigeria if charges against him were dropped. He was accused of treason in connection with a failed coup in November. BBC News.